ISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. NATO leaders are gathering in Washington as the alliance marks 75 years since its formation. Heads of state from Europe and North America all taking part in meetings. Tonight there is a dinner on Thursday. President Biden will hold a press conference. A lot of people will be watching that. House and Senate Democrats are meeting today to discuss further whether they think the president should step aside instead of seeking another term. ABC's Mary Bruce has more on the pushback, however, by the White House.
In a letter to Democrats yesterday, not only was he adamant that he is staying in this race, but he added, quote, the question of how to move forward has been well aired for over a week now, saying it is time for it to end. His message to Democrats, enough is enough. Get on board.
Presumptive GOP nominee Donald Trump says he is getting closer to announcing his running mate. Hurricane Beryl killing seven, leaving millions without power as it slammed into the Texas Gulf Coast as a Category 1 storm yesterday. This is ABC News. We're just a few weeks away from the Summer Olympics in Paris, and the iconic Notre Dame Cathedral is nearly renovated after a 2019 fire decimated the structure. ABC's James Longman is in Paris, getting a first-hand look.
The millions expected to visit Paris will see Notre Dame at last starting to emerge from five painstaking years of restoration. The refurbishment of this 800-year-old symbol of French history and culture is now nearly 90% complete, showing off gleaming new stone, freshly laid tiles, and revamped paintwork.
Renovations are expected to be complete by December. Today is the deadline for migrants to leave Boston's Logan International Airport. Hundreds of migrants were sleeping at the International Arrivals Terminal because shelters were at their capacity. City officials say they will clear the terminal today and offer migrants space at a new emergency shelter, which opened last month. Sign of the Times, Target no longer accepting personal checks for payment starting July 15th. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. Eight kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Eau Claire parents are asking the Supreme Court for permission to sue their school district over a gender support policy. The district policy says staff should respect the student's chosen gender and doesn't need to notify parents. Parents say that violates their constitutional rights. The case has already been dismissed twice from lower courts for lack of standing. A lot of farm workers do their jobs outside in extreme heat in the summer. The Biden administration wants to guarantee them mandatory rest breaks, shade, and clean drinking water. Samantha Guerrero is a community organizer who says it's high time.
There are a lot of farm workers who are in danger of losing their lives in these extreme temperatures. And so far, we have seen no urgency to enact or create any protection.
479 American workers died from heat exposure between 2011 and 2022. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Brewer baseball back home tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers begin a three-game series against the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight at AmFam Field. The Pirates coming off an 8-2 win over the Mets. Pittsburgh's big O'Neill Cruz with a two-run homer had to exit the game later with a hamstring injury. NBA free agency continues, and a lot of questions about how the Bucks plan to shape their roster. Bucks GM John Horst.
It's intentional, right? We've got six returning core guys that we know are ready now to compete at a high level and take us where we want to go. We've got three returning young vets that contributed last year and should take another jump this year in Marjan, AJ, and Andre. Chris Livingston had a great first year with us. He's working his ass off, and he's going to be ready to contribute also. And now we've got Tyler and AJ pushing there. And we've got three spots on our roster right now in free agency as soon as we're done with this press conference that we're going to go and figure out the best balance and how they fit the rest of that group.
That's the Bucks general manager, John Horst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have just the slightest chance of an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon and again tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy, 83 today, 64 tonight. We'll get to 79 tomorrow, and we're going to keep warming it up. We're talking mid to upper 80s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Earl Ingram.
Join me Tuesday morning. My good friend Sandy Williams will be back, and we'll dive even deeper into Project 2025 and the Heritage Foundation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Hour number two. Special thanks to Jason Lorge. Wow. He's got it together, doesn't he?
He is. He's working
yep.
it.
Yeah.
You know, he has a full-time job, but he's really honoring his family. I think
no
that's
question.
Really cool about his grandpa.
Yep.
You know, that.
Would love to have talked to him.
Right.
I'd like to talk to his dad, being on the B-52s.
Right.
That'd be incredible.
Just another plug for EAA. They're going to feature the B-52 this year. I think that's what Dick said.
They used to have a open house every summer at K.I. Sawyer Air Force Base.
Oh, to go through them?
And that was really, really cool. They wouldn't show you much, though. I don't even know if they'd let you see, like, the cockpit.
Yeah.
You know, like the back part and things like that. Because you know what great movie came out of B-52s? One of the all-time great movies.
I wouldn't know that.
Come on.
I don't, what?
1960, 61, 62, that era. Peter Sellers.
When I was two.
Slim Pickens.
No.
George C. Scott.
I have no idea. I'm not even going to guess. Look, I look stupid already. I'm not going to downgrade that.
All right.
Dr. Strangelove?
Yes.
Well.
Don't you remember Dr. Strangelove?
I do not.
You don't remember Dr. Strangelove?
I don't. I don't want to say I do, because then you're going to start...
We got a survival kit here. We got two pair of nylon stockings, $200 in rubles, 14 packs of cigarettes. Shoot, we go to Vegas in this, boys. You never saw Dr. Strangelove.
Man, evidently you have, if you're quoting
And the crazy
lines.
Russian guy in the whole thing. You don't remember that?
Well, if I didn't see it, John, I don't remember the crazy Russian guy. No,
okay.
I don't. I'm sorry. I don't. Anyway, that's great. And I've heard of the movie, Dr. Strangelove.
You never heard of it.
I did. I've heard of it. I just didn't.
Todd, did you see Dr. Strangelove?
Yes.
Great movie, isn't it?
Yep.
Great.
Did
great
you see
movie.
It 20 times like Mino?
No.
Okay.
But it's a Stanley, like you said, Stanley Kubrick,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
A little weird.
Yeah.
A little interesting.
No question. Very weird. But still very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who was it? Louis Nye? Remember Louis Nye? I always played bad guys in movies. No. All right. I'm not even going to talk old movies with you anymore. Never talking old movies with you ever again.
Yeah.
I'll go on Schwab's show.
I'll take that.
I'll go on Schwab's show, the Hollywood Sharpie. Talk to him about these things.
I'm yes. fine with that.
Okay. I have to ask you a quick question, though. Going back to something that the very first text we had here today regarding the coal piles.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let me just ask you this. And I know it's been an ongoing thing. What is the major complaint the people that live across the street with the dust? Is that the worst part? I mean, not that that's not a bad, but is that the, what's the?
That would be
That
my
would be
house.
The number one thing.
I mean,
do you, that's what I'm saying. Do you get it?
Oh, yeah. My house.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Astor Park. Yeah, we get that coal dust. Yeah, when you clean, it's... Or when they clean. No, when your house... Yeah,
because the reason I asked that, that. Yeah, where I lived, in some of the neighborhoods by this one place called the Eagle Mills Ore Improvement Plant, all the everything is red up there. All the dust is red. All the dirt is red. All the mud is red.
Yeah.
And... a lot of times, people's clothes hanging on the line would turn red.
Now, I haven't heard that complaint. Dust,
okay, that's
sure.
What I was wondering. Is it that bad there?
Well, I don't think that's...
And there was a dairy that had to close down because of the dust? So, I mean, is it that bad?
Okay, it's not dangerous. We've had it tested numerous times because people, you know, it's not good for your health. It's not good for
your lungs.
No, it's not, though. That's been tested till hell won't have it. It's like, look, it's not dangerous to... You would think... dust in your lungs would
not be a good thing. But, no.
So then they put the sprayers out there. Remember that, to keep the dust.
Yeah. Well, they still have those.
They still have those. Yes, I think people like Romy Dennison and myself, we just don't think that's the best use of that land.
Okay,
that's what drove me.
It's kind of an eyesore, isn't it?
Well,
I mean,
well, sure.
Totally,
little bit. Remember guy? That picture we had? That poster? The guy skiing.
And
it's like, that wasn't all that funny. But you could really develop it then to like a seaport village with some housing, some restaurants. Have to be a tax base. Like, you'd hate to move those coal piles and then put, you know, a school or something there that doesn't pay taxes. You need to take that property and bring that into a couple $100 million development over time. But that could be very unique and very special to Green Bay.
But Green Bay is a working port. I mean, it's not aesthetic.
Which is very cool.
It's phenomenal.
It's part of the reason that I think we have some of this waterfront development is, you know, they say that our port is theater. And it is pretty cool when those ships come through.
No question.
You got to admit. I mean, it's neat to see that it is a working, it's a working river.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so
true.
Okay. But talking about the dust.
I can see people.
But here, sorry, I told this story. When I played there that one year, they had to throw away my uniform at the end of the year because I would sweat. Even if you take the longest, most thorough shower you possibly could afterwards, when you sweat, that stuff was inside your pores.
Yeah, well,
and your sweat would be red.
What was it, red? Why was it red?
Iron ore.
Oh. Yeah.
But now, I mean, you guys don't have anything like that, right?
No.
It's never been that bad around here.
It's salt and coal.
Okay.
And lime? Limestone?
Oh.
I mean, it's, I don't know. But
does that go then? Who uses that?
Part of the beef with the coal is only about half of it is used here in our community. The other half goes and is shipped down to like Appleton and Menasha. It's like, well, why don't you just go?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I do.
For their power plants?
Yeah. Or, you know, there's not a lot of coal fired plants right now.
Right.
A lot of
that's
them have
what
switched
I mean.
Over to natural gas. Matter of fact, here, even in Green Bay, there's some companies that have both, which is pretty cool. But that's not an inexpensive thing to do, to switch from coal to natural gas.
Yeah, I bet.
And some people are like, eh. And then way back in the day, and I think President Clinton was, they were going to really try to, like, the federal government was going to not outlaw coal, but it was going to be, they were going to tax coal.
I thought the nuclear plants were going to
take care,
whatever happened with that.
Yeah. Chernobyl, I don't know.
Nobody's ever building nuclear plants anymore, right?
Well, they decommissioned that.
That's what I mean. Kewanee.
But
Two Rivers, that one, right?
Yeah.
Just outside of Two Rivers?
Yeah.
Whatever happened with that? I mean, I thought that was going to be the wave of the future, and then...
And I don't know. I don't want to get political. It should
okay.
be. It should be, though.
All right.
Nuclear is the cleanest. You can argue, is it the safest? You know, you got to do it right, but that's been going on.
Okay.
I get this. I got a picture. I wonder if I could find that.
But I mean, I've just got an opinion.
I'm not an authority. But I have a picture. Todd, you'd get a kick out of this. I was at St. Norbert, and when you're in college, you just kind of do stuff to do it. You don't really understand the issues. Anyway, I was in like a march against nuclear energy.
No, you were not.
I was on the front page of the Chronicle.
Come on.
Yeah,
anybody pull that out during your election?
That was in the 70s. You know, you don't know what you're talking about. Some people do. I didn't.
I bet that was when the movie 3 Mile Island came out. Remember that one? Michael Douglas and Jane Fonda?
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
But they were just like nuclear or this or that. And I'm like, I would, I don't know why. I had no authority. I didn't know what I was talking about. And I know people are thinking, oh, that's, he hasn't changed. Don't send the text. Save your texts. But it was the Chronicle. You know, they like that. And the college kids, you know, that
I used to
thing.
Like the Chronicle.
Yeah, I got that. I enjoyed that, too. That was day paper and morning paper, right? And
great then, local sports coverage.
He was afternoon paper. And then. Right, the Press Gazette was the morning, and they were the
when
afternoon.
I would go every day at the TV station. This would be, let's say, 86, 87.
Yeah.
Press Gazette, News Chronicle, Appleton Paper, Milwaukee Journal, Milwaukee Sentinel. Five newspapers.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
Yeah,
it was great.
It is.
I mean, you have stacks of them 8 feet high, but it was great.
And then in high school, you'd have those paper drives. People just give you their newspapers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And turn that into
absolutely.
Money for band yes. camp and stuff. But anyway.
I don't get it. What was her name? I know what this person means. What was her name? Why were you marching? Give that person the bell, Todd.
There you go.
Give that person the bell.
Thank you, Brian. That was
you her. Are right hey. On the money. Yeah.
Was there a girl at the time, Jim?
She's in the picture.
Huh?
She's in the picture. Debbie. I wonder.
Debbie.
Jim, what are you doing this weekend? I don't know. Come march with us. Nuclear proliferation is going to destroy the world. We're marching. Well, what are you? I'm wearing a halter. Okay, what time?
I don't think I was plugged into the issue as much
and
as
my friend said. Mandy's wearing a tube top that says no nukes all over the front.
Anyway.
Did you see what Biden's wife did back in, the first year they're trying to get him to run?
Well, that was for senator?
For something big.
Oh, my God. He's been in politics his whole life.
And I guess she was like.
Well, that would have been his first wife.
No, it was his second wife. But I think it's when they're first married or something. I think she was pretty hot probably in her day. Kind of thing. Yeah, I mean, she still is very attractive.
Right.
But anyway, so she was like sunbathing and listening to them. And she took a magic marker and she wrote on her stomach. No, and just walked right past those guys then. Meaning, no, you're not going to run for that office. Yeah, you can look that one up. Come on, look that one up if you get a chance.
She's all in now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yes, that.
But that may have played a role.
Yeah, it
always does, guys. You know it.
I know.
It does.
I agree.
I do. You know, the more I think about that, the more I want to find that.
I'm going to go to hell, though.
Yeah, you won't.
Well,
you
for won't. A couple of days.
Yeah, that's called, I think, purgatory. They kind of like put you in there and it's like, okay. And that's why you have to be nice to people because then people pray for you to get out, to go up or down. So you're probably a candidate for purgatory.
That all sounds like a scam to me.
Well, tell me if you think that you're a priest, but you're.
My brother's a priest.
Okay, tell me what you think about this.
I was in college. I was going to be a priest.
In college, and I was in this theater production, okay?
Yeah.
All right. And this one girl, you know, every time she would like, you know, give me, hey, praise the Lord, John. Oh, my God. And she's really hot. Okay.
So careful here.
I know.
7:17 in the morning. Okay.
So I started wearing a like a cross.
I believe you would do that.
Oh, it's true.
Oh, man. Yeah. I feel closer to you and to Jesus.
So then, and it was, I got it at like an antique place or something. So there's this other girl I knew, and I brought it to her. She worked for jewelry.
Yeah.
And she polished it for me.
Yeah. Wow.
But I ended up hooking up with her instead of the other girl.
That's got purgatory written all over it. So, yeah. All right.
Just being honest.
Yeah. But I think an extended purgatory.
It's going to be more than a couple days, man.
Oh, no, John, not this purgatory. We've got a separate purgatory.
Just for you.
Just for guys like you. Right. I mentioned that one to St. Peter. He couldn't believe it. He thought it was disgusting. All right, we got to start a quick break. When we come back, Brewer tickets at stake with the world's worst trivia. Back after this. Don't try to dig what we all say. I'm not trying to cause a big sensation. I'm just talking about my...
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Ready to revamp your life? Revamp Hormone Replacement and Weight Loss is here to guide you. Experience the convenience of telemedicine appointments and medication delivery, making your health journey hassle-free. Experiencing weight gain, fatigue, or loss of libido? Revamp Hormone Replacement and Weight Loss offers customized solutions to help you feel your best. Discover Semaglutide, a breakthrough in weight loss for just $300 a month. Visit RevampHRT.com or call 920-659-0249 to unlock your potential.
Whether it's a picnic in the park or a cool and easy dinner, when it's too hot to cook, sandwiches in summer go together like peanut butter and jelly. And there's no better bread to build your favorite sandwich on than Country Hearth Natural Breads. Try their Dakota-style 12-grain or 100% whole wheat bread. Baked the old-fashioned way with whole grains and real honey. Country Hearth Hearty Breads are not only a nutritious choice for your family, but a delicious one too. Country Hearth Breads, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Just because we could get around.
Never look at them. Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here. Tuesday morning. The mayor, of course, has done a lot of show prep for his segment, World. Hey, Todd.
It's a low bar.
How much worse can the world's worst trivia competition be?
We're about to find out.
When he doesn't even have the questions yet and he's trying to find them on his phone.
John, what I'm doing now to be a good host and raise the bar from the worst to the not as bad, you can pick
not
a category.
So bad trivia.
You can pick a category.
History.
That is not one of them.
Okay.
Okay. 90s
what
movies.
Did you just tell us what we're going to do? 90s movies.
Cities. Rock and roll.
Todd would be rock and roll.
Okay, cities, I would get all these.
Okay,
right.
So we're going to be playing for people, right, Todd?
Yeah, so here's what's going on. We've got three pairs of tickets for the Brewers game coming up on Thursday. They're taking on the Pirates. 12:35 broadcast time is that, and then the game is about an hour after that. So this is for a Thursday afternoon game. Three pair of tickets to give away this morning.
When's the All-Star game? That's coming up soon, right?
Yeah, is it next week, I think?
I want to see that pitcher, that young pitcher for the Pirates. Throwing 103 miles an hour. 103 miles per hour. And his girlfriend is Olivia Dunn, who's one of the biggest internet sensations there is. She's a gymnast at LSU. And she makes, I think it's like $6 million a year just by like taking pictures of herself and videos.
Wow.
Yeah.
College? She's college. In college?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But okay, this kid throws almost 103 miles an hour. I've never seen that before.
Who's he? Okay.
With Pittsburgh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. This will be interesting to see. Is he going to be pitching against the Brewers? I don't even know.
Not sure.
But that's worth the price of admission there, man.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still think baseball is boring.
Okay.
Okay. Cities.
Going, yeah.
Cities. Johnny, pick the category.
Wait. You got to wait until you get something to play for.
Here's what we'll do. We'll have the listeners text in. So don't give your answer right away,
no.
John, right?
Okay.
Once a listener is texted in for a chance to win, then we'll have you give your guess. Okay.
All right. John, do you want any warm-ups on this?
No.
Okay. You don't want to do a test one?
Yeah, okay. We'll do a test one.
Okay. Okay. Test one. Okay. Test one. This is cities. Not U.S. This is world. Okay, we're this.
I thought it was U.S.
Actually. No. You want to keep the category? What city holds the record for the highest altitude among the world's capital cities? La Paz, Kathmandu, Quito, or Bogota?
Bogota.
Todd?
I have no idea. I don't even think you said half of those correctly.
Yeah, I don't either.
Kathmandu, Bogota, La Paz. That's right.
Okay.
Maybe Quito, I said wrong.
Yeah.
Quito.
Living up to
Q-U-I-T-O.
Living up to the name.
Quito.
World's worst.
Quito. Well, anyway, you're wrong. It's La Paz.
Oh.
So, all right.
Okay. I don't know world cities. I'm not a world traveler like you.
How about this one you should know? Because you weren't you like some altar boy?
Yeah.
You were raised Catholic, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Altar Boy Hall of Fame.
What city
holds... They retired my hassock.
What city holds the title of the oldest continuously inhabited city globally?
Vatican City.
No, not even close.
Well, then why'd you say that about the altar boy thing?
Wait. Okay. Athens?
Oh, okay.
Jerusalem? Cairo? Damascus?
Athens.
Yeah, Okay, this is great.
Is it good?
No.
Right?
No. Jerusalem? No, it's Damascus. Okay.
I don't know about this.
Yeah, I don't either.
I know. This is the worst trivia contestants, I think.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Okay, what city... are you going to get this right?
Yeah.
Northmost capital city. You know geography? Like, if I asked you what city is recognized as the northmost capital city. So, a capital city, it's the northmost.
Okay.
Helsinki, Stockholm, Oslo, or what is it? R-E-Y-K. Reykjavik?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Reykjavik.
I'm going with Reykjavik. That's Greenland, isn't it?
I don't know.
I always get those two mixed up. I know.
That's because the question is, what is the northmost capital city?
Yeah, we know the question,
so,
Jim.
They're up there. Well, yeah, they are.
I'm going to Reykjavik.
Reykjavik?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with
something really famous happened there one time.
I'm going to go with Reykjavik.
Reykjavik?
Yeah, remember they had like the big nuclear arms summit or something like that? Seriously, it did. Yeah. Who is it? What is it?
Reykjavik.
Hey, nice job.
You got that one right. Okay.
I think we got to change the
category.
Yeah, category.
Okay,
category,
do you want
yeah.
one more here?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
okay, this one you guys should do. This one you guys should know.
This is good.
What is the capital city of New Zealand?
Auckland.
It's got to be, isn't it?
No, it's Wellington.
Oh, is it?
Everybody. You know, everybody always... People do that in the United States, too. You know, what's the capital? And it's not always the most populous or the most famous city. So,
yeah.
Okay, all right. We got it. That didn't work. Surprise, surprise. Okay, Johnny, let's go back to categories.
Here we go.
Animal Kingdom. Books you should have read. I would not pick that if I were you. Famous inventions. Rock and roll. Space. Supervillains. Oops.
Got to go rock and roll, Todd.
I'll give you two more. Okay. White Collar Criminals or Wars Across Time?
Wars Across Time.
That's one you want, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But then we're doing rock and roll for Todd.
So we'll do one quick test question.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea, too. Okay. Johnny, in which century did the 100-Year War take place? 14th, 17th, 18th, or 19th?
14th.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, those are
nice.
These might be easy. I got to look.
Whenever I get one right, have you ever noticed? Like,
oh, that's so easy. That's so easy. Yeah. Oh my God, that was so easy. Rome. No, I don't. Okay. In which war was the Battle of Fredericksburg fought?
Civil.
Yeah, you're right. Good for you, man. I would have got that. Whose assassination? This might be tough. Whose assassination was said to spark World War One?
Princep. Well, Princep was the guy that shot him.
Okay. Who did he shoot?
I can't remember his name.
Do you have multiple choice?
It was in Sarajevo. What?
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Maximilian?
Nope.
Kaiser Wilhelm II?
Nope.
The Emperor of Austria? Or Archduke Franz?
Ferdinand. Yes.
Yeah, you're right. Wow. I'm kind of impressed. Okay, last one. In what decade was the Six-Day War? 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s.
1968.
Oh, you're right. The 60s. Yeah,
this
67.
Is a good category.
It was
for
actually
you.
67.
67.
But I wouldn't have got that right either. Okay. Who was. No, you didn't know. This is an easy one. Who was the Supreme Commander of the Allied forces in Europe during World War II?
Eisenhower.
Yeah. Everybody knows that. That was too easy. Boy, these are all right, Johnny. We gotta take a break here.
Okay.
We're gonna. This is good. You who won those tickets? All right, we're gonna be right back.
All right,
we got a minute, but here's the thing.
Oh,
we didn't get anybody playing because we're doing test questions.
Oh, Jeff. These are.
Oh,
tests.
That's right. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So when we come back, we'll actually
the actual
play.
Thing. Now they get an idea of.
Okay, but okay. before we go to break, just what category are you taking? I kind of burned through the Wars Across Time. So space, rock and roll, famous inventions, white collar crime, Animal Kingdom. Or books you should have read.
Wasn't there a 90s movies?
And that was the first one, 90s movies.
90s movies.
Let's start with 90s movies.
All right.
If we don't do well there, we'll switch.
All right. Sounds good.
He's going to kill that category.
No, he won't. Here we go.
Right.
The film's called Pulp Fiction. I mean, it's... No, you've seen that, like, what, 30 times?
Wow. Todd.
Okay, I'm going to do it. We'll come back. I will give you the question.
Why did you name this the world's worst trivia category?
I wonder. I don't know. I have no idea. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Red eyes, runny nose, just all-around discomfort? Sound familiar? I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Tuesday. Well, you probably have summertime allergies, and this year the pollen count has been pretty high. That's according to Ken Mendez, who's the president and CEO of the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America. Now, whether you work on a farm or not, pollen is everywhere, and he's got some suggestions on how you can manage through it.
The other thing to do is avoid going outside during high release time, so keep your windows closed. And if you have to go out during high-release pollen times, then when you come back indoors, make sure you leave your shoes, your coat, wipe your pet down if you're taking your pet out for a walk so you don't track the pollen inside your home. You spend 90% of your time indoors, so making sure that you don't track the pollen from outdoors to the indoors.
Just a couple tips for allergy sufferers or those you may live with that suffer with allergies. That's Ken Mendez. He's the president and CEO of the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America. You can track pollen release through your local weather station or online.
Introducing Certain Herbicide, the latest corn innovation from BASF. It brings powerful PPO residual chemistry into a pre-through early post application thanks to novel solid encapsulation technology. Apply from pre-plant to V3 and get up to 8 weeks of residual control or suppression of 79 broadleaf and grass weed species. Don't chase weeds all through the season. Attack them before they emerge with Certain Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Water hemp, Palmer amaranth, and giant ragweed. Left undisturbed, they will become the most dangerous foes to corn plants. But in the early season, these weeds are at their weakest. Now is the time. A predator lurks. Certain herbicide attacks, unleashing full residual power before weeds have a chance to emerge. Pre or early post application, they are hopeless against such effective chemistry. Certain herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
And it does look like Wisconsin farmers are feeling a little more confident about the crops they're growing these days. As of Sunday, according to the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service, 62% of our corn was rated good to excellent. That's up 1 percentage point compared to last week. 60% of our soybeans rated good to excellent. That's a 3 percentage point increase in confidence in 1 week's time. Potato condition, 90% of that crop, good to excellent, up 2 percentage points from just last week. Our pastures, 69% good to excellent. Now that number's down 2% in a week. More food news anytime you need it. Come on over to MidwestFarmReport.com and sign up for our daily e-newsletter. There's your Tuesday update. I'm PM Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have just the slightest chance of an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon and again tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy, 83 today, 64 tonight. We'll get to 79 tomorrow, and we're going to keep warming it up. We're talking mid to upper 80s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Bring the good vibes to the ballpark on July 26th for Brewers Yacht Rock Night. Presented by Wintrust, Wisconsin's bank. Grab a special ticket to take home a Brewers captain hat. Plus, enjoy the game against Miami. Get yours now at brewers.com/theme nights. Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9. Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here on a beautiful Tuesday morning. Forecast looks fantastic. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'll tell you what, if you're looking for a brand new door, you're looking for brand new windows, and we can have the Malcors on here tomorrow to talk about it, how it applies to real estate, there is nothing that jumps out more than your windows and doors when you face that house. Absolutely nothing that jumps out more. They've got a special deal going on right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Pay as low as $18 per window, $81 per patio door per month. This is really something else.
Yeah.
Pella completes the installation, zero mess, zero hassle, leaving nothing but perfect results. Again, as low as $18 per window, $81 per door per month at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. This will end on the 31st. Visit PellaWI.com today.
And you are getting a new patio door.
Looks, I'd
so
like
we
to.
Are going yeah, to. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we got to get those guys on.
What do you do with an old patio door?
You know what? Is it like totally
lived its life?
Are you sure? Because people buy that for like rentals and stuff, you know?
Yeah, that's true. The restore, right? Things like that.
You could donate to the restore. That's a great, and then that money then goes to help.
Do they
Habitat.
Pick it up? Will they pick it up? I like the restore. I've bought a lot of stuff from the restore.
Yeah, that place is awesome. Do they pick up? I don't know.
Because I sure don't have anything big enough to.
Oh no! When I had my party, I had to move tables and chairs and
linen.
The linens I put in my car.
Okay.
But I have some friends with pickup trucks, so I'll help you move that.
They're heavy.
Well, I'm not going to lift it. I said I'd help you move it. I'll drive.
Okay. Yeah. Because they are crazy heavy.
Patio doors.
Crazy heavy.
Double pane glass, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unbelievable. But we've got 6 pair of tickets for Thursday's game.
Sorry, it's 3 pair.
And we've got 3 pair of tickets.
See, John, that's a 3.
Now it is. 3 pair of tickets, which adds up to 6 tickets for Thursday's game against Pittsburgh. That's fantastic. We'll be doing some more trivia and have some fun with that.
Did we find out if your buddy's pitching?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Got to find out from somebody.
They announce the pitchers.
Oh, yeah. Normally for the whole series, they'll have it listed.
Okay.
Yeah. We got to find out. Well, he's not my buddy, but he fascinates me.
He does.
And he's got a good old school 1970s style mustache. The kind you just don't see anymore. Yeah. You wouldn't think this. Do women go for mustaches anymore? I don't think so, dude. Normally when you see a guy with a mustache, isn't it usually like, a little bit?
What, like a porno star?
Well, just a little bit.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Mustaches. Isn't
are they? Are they?
A thing?
Todd?
I would say no. That women, that's not a turn on.
Women, quick poll. Ladies. Guys with a mustache, yes or no?
Right.
Yes or no? I always try to grow and I never
could. I know. I hope it's a no.
Okay.
Is that why you dislike them? Because you can't grow them?
Maybe. Right. That may be.
2 things I could never grow good, and 2 things that I wanted to grow more than anything in the world.
John, it's early.
What?
We said things you wanted to grow that.
Two things I wanted to grow and I never could. What?
Nothing.
Okay.
What is it?
Mustache and cool sideburns.
Neil's lamb chops?
Lamb chops, exactly. I wanted them.
Elvis.
And I could not do it.
No.
Just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Very disappointed
with
myself. Right. Yes.
Well.
We got, so far, 100% no on the stash.
All right.
Yeah.
Good.
Todd, can you look up the guy? Skanes is his name. S-K-A-N-E-S, Paul Skanes. I think that's how you spell it. Check him out. See if we can put, that on so people can see it then, Todd?
Let me see if I can find him.
Okay. All right. Paul Skanes. All right.
Oh, that's the guy who's pitching.
Yes.
Okay. You know, that mustache thing is interesting.
Yeah, but it's a real different look than he has.
See, okay, so, yeah.
We're just going with this.
It's one of those mustaches where you do get the creeper vibes.
Yeah, right?
Let me see if I can find a decent version of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look.
He isn't. It looks like he'd take it off.
We got a text in from Terry who says he is indeed pitching.
Wow. Which day?
Not sure.
Oh, boy. All that's right. Worth the ticket right there,
yes.
man. That's fantastic.
But only you, John, can get these tickets for them.
Yes.
So you, how do we play this?
Well, we'll pick another. Let's pick 90s movies.
So here's what we'll do.
Okay, Todd's going to find the
but
people.
But I don't, these rules are always weird.
Todd's
okay, go ahead.
Todd's in charge of the rules.
So here's, but here's what we'll do, Jim. Okay. We'll get Texter on the line, right? Okay. And they, John will play for them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we'll do 5 questions in a category. If John gets more right than wrong, they win the tickets.
All right.
Okay,
all right,
so I got to go 3-2.
So let's get a texter in right now that would like to go see the Brewers this Thursday day game down at AmFam Field.
Nice.
Text us by downloading the Civic Media app, choosing WISS or WGBW, and get set to win.
And did they fix the escalator?
I didn't know there was the broken one.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, remember,
they
all those
six people
got hurt
in the hospital.
Oh, that yeah. Oh, that.
We went to a day game last week or 2 weeks ago. It's just awesome, right? I mean,
awesome.
It's just like you said, baseball was made for day games.
Yeah,
but that is. But I'm sure many people, probably everybody's been there. But man, that's cashless. So bring your credit card.
Yeah,
you know, for the. Stand
unlike the place we went to breakfast, which would not take cards.
Yeah, and
then the other place we went for a thing wouldn't take one or the other.
Right.
And it's like,
yeah. But I don't know. I'm all into the cash because, well, except when I'm with you, it depends. Cash, though, is credit card money goes to the credit card company, whereas cash stays in the system. You know what I mean? Like, there's businesses that prefer cash. I don't know why they go to credit card. And when they say, we're going to charge you another 3% because you use your credit card, my dog place does that. I don't like that.
You know what's
kind
of a pain?
So I got to go get cash, and I got to come back.
When you go to Time Machine, they charge you $3 just to take out your own money.
Yeah. Take out $5. That's not a good return.
Right. No. So, yeah. Exactly.
All right.
So here we go.
Here we go. All right. Let's... Todd said 5 questions.
Okay.
So let's try this
1990s movie?
1993. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Okay.
1990s movie. So in the 1990s, and you've seen these things 20 times, so this is, you're probably clean house here.
Here we go. World's worst trivia.
Okay. In the 1993 movie Jurassic Park, what type of dinosaur was the first to be cloned and shown to the audience?
Ooh.
And the choices?
Oh, man. Tyrannosaurus Rex. Is it Velcripedor?
Velociter?
That's what it was. Velociter.
Oh, let's finish two more here. Well, actually, Johnny got that right. Okay.
So, one correct so far.
All right, one correct. Okay. What is the title of the 1995 crime thriller directed by Bryan Singer, which follows the investigation of a mysterious murderer that leads to an intrinsic web of deceit and corruption.
Okay. Choices, please.
Okay. Reservoir Dogs, The Usual Suspects, 7, or Heat.
Okay, read the question one more time, please.
What is the title of the 1995 crime thriller directed by Bryan Singer, Singer, which follows the investigation of a mysterious murder that leads to an intrinsic web of deceit and corruption.
Intrinsic?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me the answer, Ken.
Jeez. World's Worst Host. Okay. Reservoir Dogs.
No.
The Usual Suspects. 7. Or Heat.
I'm going to go with The Usual Suspects.
You're right.
Hey, that's 2 out of 5.
You didn't see that movie, though.
No, but I saw Reservoir Dogs, and I saw the other ones. So it had to be that one. Did you ever see 7, the movie 7, with Kevin Spacey and Brad Pitt? And what's his name? Who's real good?
Yeah.
Driving Miss Daisy?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The ending to that movie was amazing.
Jim, have you ever seen that movie?
No.
Okay.
All right. One more right, and Jackie gets tickets to go see the Brewers.
All right. Okay. It's for you, Jackie.
I actually saw this movie.
Well, then Sean won't know it.
Well, no.
Sound of Music.
That's not funny. Okay.
A little bit
funny. What is the title of the 1999 science fiction film directed by Lana and Lily? Is it Wachowski? Wachowski? That explores the concept of simulated reality. Inception, The Truman Show, The Matrix, Dark City. So it explores the concept of a simulated reality.
I'm going to go with The Matrix.
It's got to be.
Jeez.
All right, yes. There you go.
Congratulations.
Are we done?
Jackie wins a pair of tickets.
All right. Congratulations, Jackie. Wow, good job, Jackie. Good job, Johnny. Wow. Yeah. Well, that movies, though, that's your thing. We got to find... Let me pick the next category so I can...
Yeah, highest elevation of any capital city. In.
How about we do...
Well, we got it, though. That one ended, right, Todd?
That one's done.
That's
she
right.
Just let's,
five.
Let's do one more.
Well, it's best set of five. So let's do one more.
Okay, so let's... Animal Kingdom.
No.
No?
No. I'm not an animal guy.
If you'd like to play this round with John, just text in right now using the Civic Media app.
To win two tickets to your Brewers game on Thursday afternoon. Yeah.
Okay. Books you should have read.
All right. Let's try
All right. George Orwell. In George Orwell's novel, what is the ruling entity that governs Olcina?
Pigs.
No. In 1984, right? You read that.
Oh, I thought this was Animal Farm.
No. This
oh, okay.
Is, or George Orwell, 1984.
Okay.
I mean, everybody read that.
Yeah.
Okay, so the ruling entity governing, is it the Brotherhood, the
Big
regime,
brother.
The council, or the party?
What were the choices again?
The Brotherhood, the regime, the council, or the party?
The council.
Who's ruling the, that's close. Who's ruling the governing, who's governing us in 1984 in his book?
Todd?
The Brotherhood, the regime, the council, the party.
I think the party.
You're right.
Okay. All right. Nice job, Todd.
We'll give her that.
All right. Yeah, we'll give her that.
Well, Sarah, no, I'm going to give it to her.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Good. Okay.
Todd and I are partners.
Yep.
This one's too easy.
We're playing for Sarah.
Okay.
Yes.
This is the author.
Sarah.
Okay.
Remember that song?
Great.
Storms are brewing in your eyes.
Well, actually, there are two Sarahs, though, yeah. Then Stevie Nicks. Drowned in,
okay.
In a sea of love.
And Hall & Oates.
And Hall & Oates, that's right.
Did you read To Kill a Mockingbird?
Yes.
Okay, who's the author? John Steinbeck?
Nope.
Ernest Hemingway?
Nope.
Harper Lee?
Yep.
Yeah, that's too easy.
Number two.
Oh, he gave to give that to him? That was
yes.
Pretty easy. Oh, okay.
Why wouldn't I give it to him? It's a... I don't understand. How
she
you
was
play
best
games.
Friends with Truman Capote. Did you know that? Did
he
you know
was a
that?
Weird dude.
No, but listen to me. Listen to me. The little boy. What was the little boy's name that wore the shorts?
That Truman Capote was with?
That was him. No, but that
Jim.
That character was Truman Capote.
I believe
when he
that.
Was a little kid.
I believe that.
Yes.
Okay.
My name is Dill. Dill something, remember? My name is Dill so-and-so. I can read. Well, good for you. Copernicus, he's putting... Remember that? I love that movie.
God. Another easy one. Okay.
Right. He's
which
putting
novel?
Molasses on his flapjacks.
Okay. Which novel?
Don't you never mind, Scout.
Okay. Which novel, books you never read, which novel, Franz Kafka, tells the story of a man who wakes up one morning to find himself transformed into a giant insect?
Okay, go ahead.
You can guess this one.
Yeah, I know.
Guess
go ahead. The Fly.
The Trial, The Castle, The Metamorphosis.
Anorakia.
No, I'm going to go with the Metamorphosis.
Yes,
totally
whatever.
Oh, I've never heard of that movie.
There you go.
But Metamorphosis.
Why? Well, I've never heard of the actual movie.
But who cares?
I was thinking
but
of the
who
fly.
Cares?
Didn't he become a giant fly in that one?
Transformed to a giant. But no, what the man who wakes up one morning and finds himself transformed, that's the key word in that question.
Yeah.
Metamorphosis is a transformation.
Okay.
Should have got that. Okay, do you want one more, Todd, or not?
She won. Sarah has won.
Oh, okay.
So, if you want, we'll go back.
Give us one more just for you.
Sure.
Okay, here we go. In the novel by J.D. Salinger that follows the journey of a disillusioned teenager in New York City, who's the protagonist? This is easy. I think you read this, right? Isn't this? So it's John Gallagher, Sally Hayes, Holden Caulfield, or Nick Carraway?
Caulfield.
Yeah, I mean, right? Isn't that Death of a Salesman? That's
oh,
that
I thought
is,
it was
right?
Great Gatsby. No? Isn't that the Great Gatsby? I think it's the Great Gatsby.
Okay. Well, we both never read the books.
Saw the movie.
All right. Well, Joy, that was fun.
Yeah, good stuff.
We have more categories. We have still tickets to give away.
You got one more pair.
All right, man. We're going to come back, and we're gonna pick a category. And I'm going to make it a little more tougher, though, Johnny.
Oh, so good,
good. Well, you ran the tables on that movie one, which I knew you would. So. Anyway.
All right. We got some great guests coming up, folks.
Yeah, we do.
Stay with us.
With a woman's eyes, I can feel. watching in the night. All alone with me, we're waiting for the sunlight.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Boy, does that bring back memories back in the day, huh?
WOKY.
Where was that?
Milwaukee.
Oh, no kidding. Did you work there?
No, no, but that was a station
that you listened to?
Yeah. Blue 128, which was WNAM out of Nina Menasha.
And would that be about 82?
Yeah, about that.
Right about that.
Yep. And then WLS out of Chicago.
Oh, my gosh. Jotting records, Landecker. You didn't listen to them, though, huh?
No.
No. Todd, one of the things, though, about those radio stations back then.
Yeah.
Most of them were AM, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
FM really didn't come into its own until, like, the early 80s.
That's what I mean. Yeah. FM was, like, because people, like, younger people, when I talked about different stations, I think when I was on DUZ, it was the last AM radio station still playing music.
Yeah.
And that was kind of a cool thing. You know, it was just classic radio.
Back in the day when station owners would get an FM signal, a lot of times they would just track a whole album.
Yes.
And the guy would just go over and play the whole album back to back.
That's exactly right.
Didn't think it was going to go anywhere.
And then sometimes it'd be like a jazz album out of the blue and different things like that. Yeah, but FM was nothing.
But what? Why? Why didn't? I thought we went to FM for more frequency, right?
Yeah.
To buy or to get.
But do you remember when cars only had AM radios?
That's not what I'm asking. I'm asking why we went to FM for more band, right? Why did they go to FM?
Why did they go to FM, Todd? And, well, better signal.
Better sound.
Better sound.
So why wouldn't that have
early on?
Why didn't they jump on that?
Because it's here.
Radios,
you know, again, like with TV and color TV and stuff, people didn't have FM radios at the time. So you kind of have to let
technology catch up. Well, I told them, I remember when cars only had AM radios. Sure.
Well, that makes sense.
Sure.
Okay, that makes sense. They didn't jump at it because there wasn't
a market. But those AM signals at night could skip all over the country. I mean, it was incredible. I remember sometimes St. Louis Cardinals baseball games would come in because they had a real powerful station down there. And they were
called Clear Channel, which meant that there were no other stations on that dial position in like a wide range. So if you were at 920, for instance, and Clear
that
Channel, there'd be no 920 anywhere
in the country.
Else. Yeah.
But
wow.
But somebody threw a monkey wrench into that, and it's the company that they couldn't get a signal they wanted and went into Mexico and hired Wolfman Jack.
I know that story.
And they put a tower like on top of a mountain. And just blew out the whole Southwest, right?
Yep.
Now that's cool.
Yeah.
I actually know a guy that worked there.
Really?
And they had an old reel-to-reel automation system. And they would literally have to record their tracks on reel-to-reel and drive them to Mexico to load them up on the machine to broadcast.
No kidding. I love old radio. I think old radio is cool.
Yeah.
I mean, the battles they had and those different kinds of things like that.
Now, was there a movie made about...
Well, American Graffiti.
Wolfman Jack?
Yeah. I mean, he was part of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was it? I saw that. Huh.
But it was
big. I thought it was bigger than that. Yes, I did.
Well, that was a big movie. 1973. My God, the stars in that were incredible.
Love the entrepreneurship, the innovation in going to Mexico.
Absolutely.
So you know what we're going to do?
Yeah.
We'll get around you, you clean.
Yeah. What was that like, Todd? Do you ever say?
He was telling stories all night.
That must have been so
much
fun. Oh, I'd
love to hear that.
Running late, like there's one song left in the playlist, and he's driving down this dirt road trying to get there to throw his reel up. Yeah, I mean, there's a great documentary out there about Z100 in New York.
Okay.
When they put this on, Scott Shannon, a legendary broadcaster, was part of that. And they were this dinky little station in a closet, right? But they presented it on the air as broadcasting from the top of the Empire State Building, right? And think about that. That's really what radio is. It's
absolutely
theater of the mind.
Absolutely. Oh,
really,
that's cool stuff.
Or really bad trivia. One or the other.
Well, let's confirm one.
All right, let's put this one to bed.
All right, well,
here we go.
All right, here
let's
we go.
Two more tickets to the game.
Yeah, two more tickets.
Let's get another texter this morning. If you'd like to win tickets to go see the Brewers on Thursday, taking on the Pirates, we got you covered with the world's worst trivia. Just text in right now.
Here we go. All right, so we are on famous inventions. I got to pick the category. That's how we're going to make our money someday. Okay, who invented the first mass-produced practical sewing machine in 1846? Can you believe that? 1846? Revolutionizing the textile industry. So who did that? Isaac Singer? Ellis Howe? Walter Hunt? Or Barthelmy Timanier?
Well, Singer sounds like the obvious.
Careful.
But I'm going to go with Whitney.
There wasn't a Whitney.
Who's the second one?
Elias Howe.
Him.
Why did you pick? You're right, but why did you pick that?
I've read that somewhere.
Oh, okay. Yep. All right. Let's try this. Which French chemist, microbiologist, is credited with namesake discovery that revolutionized food preservation?
Pasteur.
Yeah, Louis Pasteur.
Nice job. That's two out of five.
Okay, this one's a little tougher.
One more, Mike wins.
Known for her pioneering research on radioactivity, because we were kind of talking about nuclear earlier. This is kind of fitting. Who was the first woman
to
win a Nobel Prize?
I knew that, too. Congratulations to Mike.
There you go, Mike. You're done, buddy.
The world's worst trivia game.
Wow. Okay, name the company that introduced the first commercially available lithium-ion battery in 1991. This is... Okay.
Okay.
Panasonic, Sony, Duracell, or Energizer? The first lithium...
Energizer.
Duracell.
Ah, I win. Sony.
Sony had a battery? I didn't know that.
Yeah, me either.
Okay.
Anyway, all right, you guys.
Very nice, Jim.
But we gave our tickets away.
Yes.
Do we know when Johnny's buddy is pitching?
He is pitching he's scheduled to pitch on Thursday.
On Thursday?
On Thursday.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
Thanks to Terry.
Wow. That would be the biggest game of the majors that day then. Because if he wins that and goes to 6-0, they think he should start the All-Star game, even though he got a real late start to the Major League season because he was in the College World Series. So that could be your starting pitcher.
That's Thursday at noon?
Yeah. Wow. That's all. You guys got some good tickets, folks.
We should look at that.
You got some good tickets.
Wow. That'd be great.
Wow. Very cool.
How are the Brewers doing? Are they
great?
Are they?
Yelich is playing good. Yep. Doing great.
Are they halfway through the season yet?
Well, the All-Star break is always the halfway point. Didn't you play Little League? Did you play Little League?
No.
You didn't play Little League? How'd you not play Two Rivers Little League?
I don't have to ask my mom.
Wow. Okay. Too much time on the dirt bike and the Shetland pony and the boat. And the
singing barbershop on
the
floor.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all those things.
Good childhood.
All right.
I wasn't on the field. So.
I thought you said you played ball all the time when you were a kid.
I
thought you were big into playing ball. No?
No.
Okay.
No. We played baseball in our backyard, but no,
right.
I wasn't in any organized sports. Right. Yeah, no, I was.
Is there other Sarah?
Yeah.
Yes.
Love this.
Stevie Nicks. Love her. We got to set a quick break. When we come back, Carl Winter from NBC 26 will
be
joining us. That's going to be very interesting. Yeah. And then coming up after that, Kristen Lighty. A comedian from the area. We're going to be talking with her. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Finally, somebody funny on this
show. Thank you for staying with us over the last 20 minutes. Trust me, it will get better.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, Joe Biden's top 100 rolls into days 25 and 26. We're talking infrastructure and transportation. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. When President Biden wanted to set the record straight, he didn't call WTMJ or WISN. He made the call to Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram Show.
I screwed up. I made a mistake. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done in 3.5 years.
From now and through the election, count on Civic Media to give you unparalleled front row access to the stories and newsmakers that matter most. Hear the complete conversation now at civicmedia.us. When you need real news and great conversation, count on the Civic Media Radio Network. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.